The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You know, in that moment, I stood on the edge of the water and everything was pulled from underneath me. I didn't get to say goodbye one more time. I didn't have any of that. And I'm in this place all by myself in a foreign country, all by myself saying, God, where are you? Do you see this girl? Do you hear me? Are you real? Is this real?
Next, recording artist and speaker Tammy Trent describes the healing she has experienced since the loss of her husband.
Welcome home to Open Arms.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty and this is James.
Well, Tammy Trent is back from the mission field, and of course her mission field also is as a musician, traveling all over the world, North America in particular, and singing. And she has a new CD, Tammy Trent's Sunny Days. And she, I told her the hat is really, really cute. You know, you want to wear that in the sun because it really protects yes. the sun with that big bill. But it is just great because she's written most of the songs and they just have such a powerful message. And you will actually see Tammy a little later on the mission field where she has represented the Lord in Life Outreach so beautifully. And she has literally been an instrument in the hand of God, rescuing and saving the lives of tens of thousands and now even hundreds of thousands of children. And it only happens because other people see something that she points to and they say, I can do that. And that's what all of us need to say as it relates to God's kingdom purpose. Tammy Trent is with us. Would you welcome Tammy Trent to Life Today? Glad to have you back.
Thank you so much.
You know, I think we sent you out this last time and the lodging was like a tent. You didn't know you were going camping all over the place.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that. Actually, I had an idea that I would be tenting for about three of the nights, or actually I think they told me two, but it turned out to be three. I think somebody was holding back one of the days. But you know, I thought, this is such a trip of a lifetime in so many ways, to sleep under the stars in Africa just like they do every night, and to go without water, to go without a bathroom, to go without electricity. I mean, there wasn't one time that I complained honestly about it because I thought, look, in 5 days I'll be in a hotel in a bathtub. But here I am out in the middle of nowhere with these precious families and these children that have nothing. And it's both exciting and at the same time it's so heartbreaking to know that, you know, there's something that can be done. And the beauty of it is that I get to be in these places telling the stories of these amazing people, these precious people and their great need. And I get to tell that to the rest of the world to say, look, if we come together, we can make a difference. We can impact this entire village. One village we went out to in the middle of absolutely nowhere. It took us hours to get there. Truly, I think even the road to get there was like a pathway of a bicycle. It was crazy. And they had absolutely nothing. And yet, they were the most amazing people and so full of life and hope, even in a hopeless place. But I think it was because when we showed up, they felt like, they're here. They've come. They've arrived. We're going to do it. We're going to make it. We're going to be okay. And that was the moment where my heart just lit up in that moment to think that in just moments, I'm going to get to tell your story. Hope has arrived. Hope has come. We are here to help you. So what a privilege for me to be able to travel the world and tell the stories of so many people in need.
You do it so well because it's obvious that the compassion, not only that you have, but of God is expressed through you. In other words, you don't just see a need and just look beyond it. You look right into the situation and know that there is, in fact, hope. Your situation, your own journey, a lot of people who view us and who watch you as you travel as a musician hear you and know your story and testimony. You had a tragedy that could have destroyed your life. Just briefly touch on it, but then tell how the mission field and the trips with these people has actually been a part of the process of healing in your own journey.
Yeah, you know, I understand grief. I understand loss. I understand nights of wondering where God is. Mm-hmm. I understand those moments when we feel absolutely numb. But I also understand that in those moments, I've come to a place of realizing that I cannot interpret my numbness as God's absence in my life. Never Has there been a time when Jesus has not been present in my life? All I have to do is open my eyes and look, and I'll find him. I'll see him. There's never a time when he's not speaking. The Bible says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So all these things I grew up in my youth group, falling in love with this young guy at the age of 15, you know, all of these scripture verses I learned, and they were important to me. And it wasn't till after 7 years of dating him and then 11 years of marriage till I stood on the edge of the water and had to take a step back and say, like, do I really believe all of this? Is the Lord near to the brokenhearted? And will he save my spirit that's so crushed at this moment? I felt like I'd practiced for that moment my whole life. It was a very defining moment for me, and I just chose to believe. I chose to trust.
I think you need to really grasp what has just happened that she referenced. Her husband was very athletic, and he was a swimmer. And just swimming, they lost him. He didn't come up. No reason, no explanation. Still none. But they did find him. And so her marriage is ended there. I mean, and it was a challenge to everything you had ever said, I believe.
It sure was.
The broken heart, because Betty and I know,
yeah,
we're experiencing a grief that you don't just suddenly shake off, the loss of our daughter. It's a process.
It's a real journey.
Absolutely.
And what I think is so key to what you have shared is that God is right there in the midst.
Yes.
When you're sad, when your heart's broken and crushed,
yes,
but at the same time, he's the one that lifts us up. And
absolutely,
he is our real comfort.
Absolutely. Great healing has, mm-hmm, come from those promises, mm-hmm, and believing them. You know, like I said, practicing for that moment in youth group my whole life and, you know, standing on the Word of God. And, you know, in that moment, I stood on the edge of the water and everything was pulled from underneath me. I didn't get to say goodbye one more time. I didn't have any of that. Just standing on the edge of the water, just everything shifted, everything changed. And the next morning was 9/11. So all flights were grounded. No one could get to me. And I'm in this place all by myself in a foreign country, all by myself saying, God, where are you? Do you see this girl? Do you hear me? Are you real? Is this real? And even in my shouts out to God and my cries and the weeping, I mean, God showed up in some amazing ways. And I write about that in one of my books, but God has constantly shown up for me when I've been like, where are you? He's like, I'm right here. I'm not hiding. I'm not going anywhere. So it's taught me so much on this journey to look for God in every opportunity. And as I've done that, I have been learning to give my pain purpose. So when I get on a plane and I head to India or Honduras or Africa, you know, I get a chance to look around and continue to give my pain purpose through the smile or a touch or a hug of a little child, especially. You know, on this trip to Angola, I saw some incredibly painful things to see. As a young woman who never got to be a mom, I get a chance to pour my life into these children. But when you walk into these clinics, these children who are dying because of lack of food, you'll see that there are times when I'm just absolutely speechless. I have nothing to, like, I don't know how to save them in that moment by myself. I don't know what to do in that moment. And I love genuinely. The compassion is so deep. But I think for me, it's given me so much to build on. And even in that moment, loving on them and showing them the love of Jesus and that Jesus heals even their mother's heart. Sometimes I'll turn and look at the mom and we just see each other. And in that instant, there's just this moment of, sometimes there's a language barrier. We can't communicate any other way, but they see that look. And I think it's like, I pray that it's the love of God that they just feel in that moment. Like, I understand. And I will do everything that I can to help you and your family.
But I think that what's happened there is you're identifying with pain, mm-hmm, from a very personal perspective, mm-hmm, and you want so much for them, what you're in the process of experiencing. And I think there's a recognition, there's a discernment, an identity, mm-hmm, of similar hurt and pain that they can tell that the expressions that are coming from you are very deep and very legitimate, very real. I think very meaningful. And I think that the healing that comes to them by your interest is apparent, but I think you're experiencing healing,
yeah,
by being a healing factor for them.
Totally. Yeah, that's, I thank God for it, because it's been, you know, I've had 5 or 6 trips with you, and every trip I take, there's such excitement in my heart, you know, such excitement when I'm on that plane and when I land. I don't know what God's up to, but I know he's always up to something. And every one of these trips brings so much more healing in my life and purpose.
You know, you really do sing messages. And one of these is on the new CD, which I hope you'll go online or go to the stores and get it. Sunny Days is one that I think that's been not only the favorite of those who've heard it, but yours. Mm-hmm. And I think this is kind of a new presentation of it, maybe a little bit updated right now.
Yeah.
And you've been anxious to not only share the CD, but I think for our viewers to hear this, I believe it's Welcome Home.
It is, yes.
And I don't know, you know, just guessing at it, I'd wonder if it had anything to do with the prodigal coming home.
Absolutely. It's my favorite song that God gave me back in 1997, and I don't take any platform, even still to this day, without starting with this song. It says so much to me and such a reminder that I need every single day in my life. But I think any one of us who've walked in our faith, you know, any struggle, any time our faith has been shaken, just to know that God's grace and His mercy is enough. It's enough, and it covers everything. It's such a treasure to understand and to believe and to take with you every single day.
I think there's every indication in the story of the prodigal son that that father is so filled with love for that wayward son that wrecked everything precious and wasted it in riotous, rebellious, foolish living, that that father looked every day for that boy, not to scold him or correct him, but to welcome him and love him and hold him and forgive him and cover him in every way possible with love. Welcome home. Would you like to hear Tammy sing Welcome Home? Because that is the Father's message to us. Would you do that?
I would love to.
Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for welcoming us. Oh, I mean, we just can't drift too far for you to care and look and reach out to embrace us, to cleanse us, cover us, love us, hold us. One of the songs on Sunny Days, and it is in the bookstores, or you can get it online. But I'll tell you what, Tammy, if you don't mind, we're going to give everyone a copy of it who will simply help us do what we're going to actually hear you talking about in a few minutes. Okay. This is our last week of emphasis in the mission feeding,
okay,
which you are so much a part of, and we've had a wonderful thing happen. Matter of fact, this is the greatest expression of this type ever in our mission outreaches. We've had some friends who so understand the situation that you reference in Angola, mm-hmm, in the malnutrition clinics where people are coming as a last effort to save a child that no one got to in the areas where they needed to be fed, where they were so depleted of any nutrition. And so they end up in desperation. Well, our viewers and people who care say we will give a matching challenge gift of $1.5 million. So everything that's given right now this last week will be doubled.
Incredible.
And you know, miraculously, people wonder, you know, do those feeding programs work? How about you answer that?
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun part about when I get to go. I get to see the feeding I get to feed the children myself, not just see it, but oh, you have no idea how much I love that, feeding these children myself and looking at these programs, watching this and how it affects these villages and these healthy children who are being fed. And then I go to the next village and they have nothing. You can see visually, mm-hmm, how they're dying before your eyes without it. Yes, it works.
It does. And the thing about it is that it's something that everyone can participate at some level. One of the things that I saw when Peter Pretorius first took Betty and me out into these areas where people were just starving to death. And you look at them and they're precious. And the thing you must understand, for many of these mothers and families, this is really the only joy they have. They don't have any form of entertainment. They don't, in about 70 or 80% of the areas out in those remote areas, there's no access to any television or real communication, no form of entertainment but those children. And then the very precious thing in their life that they love, and they'll work so hard when they have a drought like they have right now in Angola that's so severe, then they're not going to make it. And when you go in and love these children, you are giving back to those families the greatest hope and help you could possibly offer. I want you to look in on one of the settings and one of the scenes with Tammy, and then know that today, whatever God leads you to do, your expression of love is going to be doubled. And so little does so much of great significance. Watch closely.
Oye, viste, un humo. Cuenta o febre, o tocotan un dota. Cuando yo curia pali, o cubera cuacho con un. Oye, me pa febre, chanta de ella. Oye, como si lo numo. Chile, bate si la como así. Lo numo.
I mean, sitting here with Adelina, you can see the sadness in her eyes as she's holding Manuel, and sounds like he's fighting for life, which truthfully, I know that his little body is. It's all the symptoms of malnutrition. She's already lost a child. She's doing everything she can. There's just not enough food. There's just nothing more that she can do. Sitting here, it makes me incredibly sad because I know that there is an easy solution to change things for this family and for this little boy and to bring him health, to keep him from dying. This need is urgent. His life is important and valuable. And he's not promised tomorrow, but he has today. We have to do something now to make a difference in the lives of this family, in hundreds of thousands like him.
that situation is grave. It's very, very serious. It's easy to turn away because it's very difficult to look at it. But if you only understand that where there's love, there's hope. Where there's hope, there's life. Betty, during this last week for our friends to help us, I'm believing that we're going to have the greatest response perhaps ever, and especially knowing that a group of friends said we'll match what's given with a very large grant, the largest we've ever received in this critical time. And I'm believing everyone's going to do something.
I do too. What can you do? You know, as Tammy said, it's an easy solution, but it's a mountain if we don't really become active in that solution. And these mothers, they love their babies so much, just as we love our own, but they're losing them over simply not having enough food. And I hope you will join us, feel the heart of that mother and the sadness that she feels. She's going to possibly lose a second child. Please join with us and let's get the food to them, because it will save a lot of lives.
You know, I believe that in our nation, Betty and I, of course, live in the United States, in America. We believe it's been a very blessed nation. And oftentimes our leaders say, God bless America. Many songs imply the desire, God bless America. You know what I've been praying for the last several years? God, help America to bless you. Help our nation and all the nations where people have comprehension and understanding and opportunity, help them to bless you. Now, let me tell you the best way to bless God. Bless someone He loves. Bless someone in need. Meet a need. Here's what we're asking you to do. Now, this is the last week, and we have a miracle matching gift. It really is a miracle. Only God could have put it on the hearts of a group of people. No one of them in themselves had incredible wealth. They just said, we so believe in the importance of this program, and we so want to share the love of God with those families. We will match up to $1.5 million what's given. So would you right now reach out and literally be an answer to someone's desperate prayer and need? Would you dial the number? Would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? Would you just do that? That's really how you should always use those cards, like a check. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God puts on your heart, knowing it's going to be double. Now, let me explain to you. We're going to send some gifts to you to bless you, because we love to bless. We want to inspire you, want to encourage you. We're going to send you those gifts to say thank you, but you're going to be giving the greatest gift. You're going to be giving people a chance at life. So would you dial that number, and if you can make a gift of 30, 50, or 100, you will help us feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. If you give $1,000, we'll be able to help 100. But now think about it. It'll now become 200. If you give 100, it'll not be 10, but 20. 50 will not be 5, but 10. 30 will be double to 6. So everything you do is going to be double. Father, I pray you'll help every person who can help, to reach out and help right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for making that call. By the way, if you get a busy, you be determined. And you get through as though a life depends upon your help, because in fact it does. Thank you so much for doing it.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $1.5 million matching gift challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed 3 children will be double to impact 6 children. $50 to help feed 5 children will be double to help save 10 children. $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed 20 children. And $300 for 30 children will be double to help feed and minister to 60 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you All Things New, a daily devotional with an inspirational music CD. With your double impact gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Larger Print Reference Bible. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 and request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. This is the last week. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
I do want to say thank you so much for your help and remind you, if you did get a busy, because so many want to help, praise God for it, but get through. If you know, we're going to be sending you the devotional, 31-day devotion from many of our wonderful guests on Life Today, also the Bible. But if you would like to have Tammy Trent's Sunny Days today, those of you who helped today, not only will your gift be matched, but if you would like her CD, we'll gladly send it to you. Would you like to join Betty and me in saying thanks so much to Tammy Trent for being a real missionary and a real witness?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping so many children. Thank all of you for joining with us, sharing Life Today, not just watching Life Today, sharing Life Today. Thank you so much for doing it. You know, I do want to remind you, in the Christmas season of giving, this is also a very important time to make special year-end gifts, which will be so meaningful to you, and I'm grateful that it will, but it's going to mean so much to others, and it's going to be doubled. So consider that year-end gift coming right now, and I thank you for it.
Next week, Pastors Jimmy Evans, Creflo Dollar, and Robert Morris help you discover your path to financial freedom and learn the best and blessed principles for money matters. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.